Allegation would like to exercise its second right of reply to allegations made by Japan and ROK. Japan is the only criminal state in the World War history that horribly violated the dignity and fundamental rights of hundreds and thousands of women, including teenage girls, by abducting them to battlefields as sexual slaves. We iterate that there is no statute of limitations for crimes against humanity committed by Japan, and these crimes should be held accountable. Should Japan have a piece of conscience and morality in reflecting its past crimes, it should pay heed to voice of outcry of the victims and survivors of sexual slavery who had been cruelly violated their dignity and fundamental rights, and should come forth with a sincere apology and compensation before late. We strongly urge Japan to immediately stop its discharging nuclear contaminated water into ocean, which seriously threatens the lives and safety and future of humanity. ROK is advised to abandon its extreme confrontational policy and reckless behavior against DPRK and focus on eliminating all evil laws, including national security law, and all forms of social evil rampant at home as per demands by the international community. Furthermore, it is ridiculous that ROK, that has never been able to protest all the humiliation and human rights abuses imposed on her people by the U.S. military, the occupying force of the past half a century, dares to talk about anyone's fabricated human rights issues. No matter how ROK embarks on and spreads reckless human rights rackets against the DPRK with groundless sophistry, no one pays attention to ROK's madness. Our socialist system, which guarantees true human rights to all people, will further consolidate it and advance. Thank you.
China, you have the floor.